From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The international agreement on Iran's nuclear program moves forward today, with the first meeting of the Joint Commission responsible for monitoring how both sides implement their parts of the deal. This weekend, President Obama said he had ordered his administration to start preparing to lift sanctions against Iran. The European Union also passed legislation Sunday allowing its members to start looking at ending sanctions. University of San Francisco scholar Stephen Zunis was asked how Iran will react if sanctions are not lifted soon.
Given that the timing was something that was a real sticking point during much of the negotiations, the Iranians, I believe, know what to expect. There may be some quibbling at certain points about what marks the completion of the process, but I don't imagine there'll be any roadblocks or any major misunderstandings.
Iranian officials suggested last week the country could meet its requirements by the end of the year in order to secure lifted sanctions. An Eritrean migrant has died after being shot Sunday by Israeli police and beaten by an Israeli crowd who mistook him for another man that killed an Israeli soldier and wounded 10 people in a stabbing attack. The wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis began when rumors swept through Palestinian areas that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site sacred to Muslims and Jews. Israeli security officials today identified the man who carried out the stabbings as a 21-year-old Arab Israeli who did not have a past record of militant activity. The Eritrean man was taken for a second attacker and mistakenly killed. And Human Rights Watch is calling on Ugandan authorities to stop obstructing peaceful political gatherings in advance of elections next year. This is VOA News. Several thousand migrants remain stranded today at the Croatian-Serbian border with little food during the cold night after Hungary shut down its crossing into Croatia Saturday. Faruk Hatib is a Syrian refugee.
I note that this place is not qualified, yes, to receive refugees, okay? As you see, yes, we are in cold weather, and the place is not good. As you see, yes, the mud, and yes, the crowded, yes, the place is also crowded here. And our message is for the governments, yes, please, to take in consideration our suffering.
About 2,000 people waited in unheated buses Sunday hoping to cross Serbia on their way to the European Union. Amnesty International has called on European Union leaders to put the rights of refugees above concerns about protecting their borders. Two people are dead and tens of thousands more displaced as slow-moving Typhoon Kopu washes over the northern Philippines. Alexander Palma is chief of the Philippines National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council.
We are recommending, strongly recommending this morning the forced evacuation in the Cordillera area, autonomous region, sa lahat po ng mga barangay na landslide-prone at flood-prone areas.
Weather forecasters say Kopu could dump 60 centimeters of rain on the Philippines over the next several days. Canadians are voting for parliament today in elections that could halt Prime Minister Stephen Harper's bid for a fourth term and instead install Justin Trudeau, the son of the country's former very charismatic leader, Pierre Trudeau. Polls released Sunday showed Trudeau's Liberal Party leading Harper's Conservatives by a margin of 38% to 31%, with the New Democrats at 21%. University of Toronto political scientist Nelson Wiseman tells VOA many issues brought to voters' attention, but none seem to resonate.
The main issue seems to be for 70% of the public, you want change or not? At the beginning of the campaign, it appeared that the NDP, led by Tom Mulcair, was in a front-runner position, and they were going to be the alternative to the government. As the campaign wore on, that swung to the Liberals, who are now on the verge of victory.
Trudeau is promising a change from 9 years of Harper's power, including a boost of billions of dollars in infrastructure spending and improving relations with the United States. China's economy slowed in the third quarter, growing only by 6.9%. This is the weakest period for Beijing's economy since the global economic shutdown. A recent collapse in the stock market indicated there as well. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.